Hi, and welcome to this bit of a tip demo on how to be able to demonstrate the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo 2 second generation from a completely portable point of view. So what this setup comprises is that I have two portable charger power banks with two USB ports in each one, and of course the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo 2 second generation having both micro USB ports / cables means I can plug either one into the portable charger power banks. And then to give me my Wi-Fi connectivity to support either smart speaker, I have here in Australia a Telstra MiFi or Wi-Fi hotspot that again I plug into a portable power bank power charger. So the Telstra hotspot sits in the second power bank, and of course the first power bank, it's running both of the smart speakers. So let me just plug in my MiFi hotspot first. Okay, that's plugged in. What I tend to do is I grab the MiFi hotspot and then I hold down a little button on top, at least for this one here in Australia with Telstra, for about a second or so. And then to make sure it's on, I grab my iPhone here, open Wi-Fi settings.
Let's take a look at the Wi-Fi settings. Wi-Fi. Selected. More info. Personal hotspots. Data's up. Choosing it. In progress. Con Wi-Fi. More info. T4GXP_1JJ3.
Okay, and as soon as I see the T4G Wi-Fi network coming up on my iPhone here, I know my Telstra hotspot's on, so that's all going good. So now to make sure it's not just running on battery, I have only got the Telstra hotspot plugged into the second power bank by itself, so I've got a spare USB port, so I'm going to actually plug in my iPhone via the lightning cable, and my phone beeped, which means the power bank's on.
Settings, back button.
Okay, take that off. And just to make sure that my other power bank's on, I'm going to grab it and I'm going to plug in my lightning cable. Yep, so the power bank's on, because both of these power banks actually have a little side switch that you push in and a little light comes up on a little display, plus the remaining battery power on either one. And just a tip, the Seeing AI app, the short text function won't read the little display on each power bank. And by the way, this is a 20,000 milliamp hour battery. I just bought this one off Amazon. For life of me, I can't remember the name of it. But what will read the display is if I choose the scene channel, take a photo, and then explore the actual photo, it normally says it's a clock on a device, and it normally reads the percentage remaining on the display, such as, you know, 85%, 74%, and so on. So I know my Telstra hotspot's on, both power banks are on. Let's plug in the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo. Now, of course, previously, before when I was setting all this up, I set up the Wi-Fi network for both the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo to be my Telstra Wi-Fi 4G hotspot. All right, let me grab the cables. So that's the Echo plugged in. Of course, the other end's plugged into the back of the Echo. And here's the cable coming from my Google Home Mini. That goes into the back of the other USB port in the back of the power charger. Okay. The nice thing about the Google Home Mini is that when it starts up, it plays a startup sound. The Amazon Echo Dot second generation actually doesn't play any startup sound when it's plugged in. So we'll just wait for the Google Home Mini to set up and play its sound. And then when it started up, also normally means that the Amazon Echo Dot second generation is also online. And by the way, I've changed the awake word from A Lady to Echo. So we'll just see what happens. All right, so we've got power going to both speakers. I know my Telstra hotspot's on. So all that's left now is to try it out. So, okay, Google, what's the time?
It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Oh, there you go. And let's try and see if the A Lady's online. Echo, what's the time?
It's 8 p.m.
And there we go, they're both online. From now on, I can do all the normal things that I would normally do with a Google Home Mini or an Amazon Echo Dot second generation, i.e., hey Google, when's the next train from Gosford to Strathfield Station?
The best way to get from Gosford to Strathfield Station by train is to catch CCN departing at 8:38 p.m. from Gosford Station, a 5-minute walk from Gosford.
Okay, beautiful.
It'll take about 1 hour and 12 minutes to get there.
Okay, and of course the other one that's for the Amazon Dot is Echo. Read my last Audible book.
Getting your selection from Audible. Resuming Eye of Truth. Started up the creek, finding rocks and logs on which to place his feet between dense ferns. Jeff shrugged at Ree and followed the example.
Tying his horse's reins to a tree. Echo.
And promised.
Read my last Kindle book.
Resuming your most recent book, Emergence, First Colony Book 6. At 29, Colonel Sean Quinn was quite young for the rank he'd obtained while serving in the Colonial Defence Force. In the old Na Alliance military, okay. On...
Stop. But anyway, that's just a bit of a tip demo podcast. If you're thinking of being able to portably demonstrate both of these smart speakers, the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo Dot second generation, then all you need are some portable power banks to plug each smart speaker into, a MiFi or Wi-Fi hotspot that's also either battery operated and or can be plugged in again via a micro USB cable into one of these power bank chargers, and off you go. So for me, it means that I can rock up to any client's place, business, workshop, etc. And as long as I can get Wi-Fi connectivity inside the building, I'm all well and good, up and running. No need to find wall sockets or connect to sometimes very slow Wi-Fi networks that really impedes the demonstration of both smart speakers. So I just thought I'd share this tip demo podcast with you. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.